This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. The impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine is quickly taking shape here in Washington. House Democrats have issued a subpoena for documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He has missed two earlier document turnover deadlines. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden says the charge that Mr. Trump enlisted political aid from Ukraine meant to damage him is serious. Biden spoke at a campaign rally in Las Vegas.
We have a president who's violated his oath of office, a president who has put at risk our national security, a president who may, and that would be the decision of the Congress to make, may have committed a crime.
President Trump's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, is dismissing any suggestion the president did anything wrong in his now famous phone call with Volodymyr Zelensky. Giuliani spoke with Sky News.
President didn't do a darn thing wrong. When you look at that conversation, there's no threat. There's no quid pro quo. There's no mention of money. If you want to interpret something, well, I can't stop you from interpreting something, but that's called like making it up. It's either there or it isn't there. It isn't there. I have no fear of that.
And the Washington Post and New York Times are both reporting that President Trump's special representative for Ukraine, Kurt Volker, has resigned. He was named in the whistleblower complaint that Mr. Trump enlisted Ukraine's president for help in the effort to tarnish the reputation of Joe Biden. Joseph Wilson has died. He was the former U.S. ambassador who disputed American intelligence on Iraq that was used to justify going to war under President George W. Bush. Wilson died of organ failure in Santa Fe, New Mexico. That word from his former wife, Valerie Plame, whose identity as a CIA operative was exposed in 2003, days after Wilson's criticism of reports that Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein was attempting to purchase uranium in Africa. Joseph Wilson was 69. From Washington, this is VOA News. Afghanistan's presidential election is underway amid Taliban threats of violence. There was an explosion reported today at a polling station in Kandahar that left more than a dozen people seriously injured. Tens of thousands of Afghan security personnel have been deployed across the country to protect voters. Meanwhile, Pakistan has opened its border crossings to allow Afghan citizens to return home to cast ballots. The two main contenders in the election are incumbent President Ashraf Ghani and his partner in the five-year-old unity government, Abdullah Abdullah. In northern Nigeria, a shocking police report that more than 300 men and boys, some as young as five and many in chains, had to be rescued from a so-called Islamic school. We get a report from Reuters correspondent Sarah Lee.
Police said the boys were freed in a raid on a building that purported to be an Islamic school. Most of the freed captives seen by a Reuters reporter in the city of Kaduna were children aged between five and late teens. It's thought some had come from neighbouring countries, while local media said others had been left by their parents in what they believed to be an Islamic school or rehabilitation centre. The police added that seven people who said they were teachers at the school had been arrested in Thursday's raid. It was not clear how long the captives had been held there. Police said the children have been moved to a temporary camp while attempts are being made to find their parents.
That was Sarah Lee of Reuters. Back here in the United States, consumer spending, a key economic indicator, was up last month, but not by much. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports the August numbers may raise further concerns for the American economy and what may lie ahead.
American consumers boosted their spending just 0.1% in August. It's the smallest gain in 6 months, despite incomes growing at a solid pace. The Commerce Department says personal income was up 0.4% last month. That boosted the savings rate to 8.1%, a sign that consumers aren't overspending. Consumers are a key driver of the economy as businesses have cut their investment spending and exports have slipped. Last month's modest gain follows several months of healthy increases in consumer spending, with consumer confidence at historically high levels. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Once again, our top story this hour, the impeachment investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump over Ukraine is quickly taking shape here in Washington. House Democrats have issued a subpoena for documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. He has missed two earlier document turnover deadlines. Former Vice President and Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden says the charge that Mr. Trump enlisted political aid from Ukraine meant to damage him is very serious. Gene Randall, VOA News.